This is the U105 phone in. How's the form with you in the rain today? Well, it is a bit gloomy, it is a bit grey, it is a bit dismal, but my goodness me, the sun always shines in Ballycastle. Let me speak to Nigel McGarrity. Nigel, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well, Nigel. The sun may not be shining today, but my goodness, when it does shine, you've got something to offer. And if it isn't shining, you've even more to offer because people will be able to stay inside. The Salt House Luxury 24-bedroom Eco Hotel opening in Ballycastle. Explain where it is and what makes it an Eco Hotel, Nigel.
Okay, Frank, basically the hotel is located on Dunlamallock Road in Ballycastle, which is basically on the banks of Knockglade Mountain. So we're overlooking the sea out to Rathlin towards Scotland. Isla Gea is visible, and even Scotland on a good day, maybe not today, but most days we get a fantastic view up there.
And you've got to be open in time for the open.
Yes, absolutely. We have planned to be opened at the beginning of July, and we're really looking forward to it.
So are you booked out for the open?
Not at the moment. We haven't actually went public with the rooms at this stage. We have a few rooms booked, Frank, but anybody that wants to contact me, feel free to do so.
Yeah, I'd imagine Ballycastle down to Portrush. It's not that far. How long does it take to go from there to the Gulf?
It's 20 minutes, really, Frank. You know, obviously the traffic may be slightly heavier during the open, but I would say half an hour max, even it's busy.
I would also imagine that you're about to get a lot of calls because the vicinity around, it's totally booked out around the actual venue, and all and sundry are coming. But it's not just for one event. This is another tourism magnet for the North Coast, and it's quite a jewel. I'm mixing my metaphors here, but it's quite a jewel that you have in your crown.
Absolutely, Frank. The Salt House is a luxury 24-bedroom eco hotel, and I mean we've breathtaking views out over the ocean. And we're delighted that we're going to try and open it just before the 140th Open Championship. £5 million been invested in the complex. And we've got a luxurious spa also in the basement of the property. And as you mentioned there, it's a very eco-friendly hotel. We have an on-site wind turbine, solar panels integrated into the design. And the energy they generate will be greater than the hotel, so we're beyond carbon neutral,
and that is very modern. If you accept the term, it's very in. It's very ahead of the game, and it's going to get you a rich appreciation from people who see the carbon footprint as something that they're analysing much more now than they would have maybe even 5 years ago.
Oh, very much so, Frank. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, because it's a new build project, it would have been irresponsible not to use modern technology as best we can. For example, we have no single-use plastics policy in the hotel, but we feel it's our responsibility to educate our guests in a nice way that we don't need to create any more harm in the environment than that's absolutely necessary. But you can have sustainable luxury.
Sustainable luxury is what you're offering. Why have you called it the Salt House?
The Salt House, Frank, basically a lot of the local people would call it Pan's Rocks, down to the right-hand side of the beautiful beach in Ballycastle. And it's one of the oldest salt mines, if not in Ireland, in Europe. And it goes back to 1629. And they actually used to boil the seawater, get the salt that remained, sail it back to Scotland and Dublin. Hugh Boyd then was able to feed quite a lot of the local community and employ them.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. That is really interesting. A very good reason for coming up with the name. And finally, in terms of Ballycastle and that general North Coast area, if you get a half-decent run of weather at all over the summer, how wonderful a place is it? I've only been a few times up and down to report on the Isle Lammas Fair. I'm not a regular caller in Ballycastle. It's somewhere that people should maybe make more of for a day or a weekend.
Well, that's certainly what we believe, Frank. I mean, Ballycastle is very much a hidden gem because really it's quieter, dare I say it, than Portrush. It's become very busy, as everybody knows. And I mean, we have the beach, kayaking, trips to Rathlin Island, the bird sanctuary over there. We're situated with the mountain behind. You can go mountain biking. We have electric bikes. Again, playing on the eco side of it. And, you know, basically you can go fishing. We have a golf course, a 7-iron below us. So really we've got a lot to offer.
Well, it's certainly going to be available from the start of July. Always a good news story to see a new hotel. We often report on them here in Belfast. Sometimes think we've maybe too many in Belfast, but out and about in the countryside, everyone, I'm sure, is very welcome, and up in Ballycastle for sure. Nigel, every success with it, and thanks for describing it to us.
Frank, thanks so much for the opportunity. Thank you very much indeed.
Not a bother. That's Nigel McGarrity, one of the management team there at the Salt House that's about to open up in Ballycastle. And if the Yanks hear about it, yeah, there are another 20 rooms or so available because they're booking out everything for this open.